and Mary is a game that you got off to a pretty solid start, but then could maintain as you've gone back and looked at the film. Give me your assessment on the game and what happened.
Again, you go back and look at the games that we played the first, couple games, and we talk about, you can't have penalties, and we had six penalties, and we turned it over. The first possession was able to stop, but they're a good football team, very good football team. Coach London does a great job of coaching those guys up, and when you're playing a team like that, you have to have superior special teams. Your defense has to play, lights out, and you got to play mistake free football on the offensive side. And we weren't able to do any of those three things. And so, it gave you a chance to kind of see, okay, let's go back to the drawing board and work on us and what we need to do to get better. But, hats off to them. It's a great program, and it gives you a chance to kind of see, okay, what are the things that you've been stressing, all camp, all season, on what you have to do to make sure you can play against teams like William and Mary.
First question this afternoon from Sean Robertson. Go ahead, Sean.
Thanks, Rob. Good afternoon, Coach. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Hey, you guys were playing good football before that William and Mary game, won three in a row, and was close in the second half against the Tribe. What's the message you want to give your team so it won't be like a snowball effect?
Say that, the what at the end?
That won't be a snowball effect. A snowball effect. You have one loss and it snowballs to a second or a possible third loss. What do you want to tell them to nip it in the bud this week?
Let's go back and clean up the things that we know that we can't do. If you got a situation that you don't like, throw the ball away. We had some penalties. We had a holding penalty. We moved the ball. We were in their territory and got a holding call. And so again, the stress is on us. What can we do to clean things up? You can't have six penalties versus a team like that. When you don't have the right look for the quarterback, it's not bad to throw the ball away. Defensively, again, we talk about gap sound and eye discipline. So, the things that we can do is go back. There are things that we can fix. And now that you have them on film, and I think the greatest thing is you can stress those things, but you're still winning games. And sometimes they don't really listen to you. And now those same things that we stressed in the previous games that we won, now you're seeing them on film and can say, hey, this is what we keep talking about. We can't do those things. So, you never want to lose, but if you're going to lose, and you have those things that you've been talking about, harping about, and they're showing up on film, I think you'll get their attention now.
If I could follow up, I know I've talked about quarterbacks with you the last couple of weeks. Just getting your thoughts on balancing, handling that situation of using both quarterbacks. Obviously, they both want to be the guy, but they're being a team player and splitting the reps. How do you balance engaging and not losing them because one is not getting as many or, more snaps than the other?
I think just the way we practice, we practice in a way that they're getting almost equally amount of reps every day in practice. And again, it's just something that I don't think we stress about it as much as you guys probably talk about it more than what we do. We just see it as a natural thing for us because we know that in the course of a game, there's certain times that we want to get one of the quarterbacks in, and again, if a guy is in on a hot streak, then we let him ride that out. So for us, it's not as taxing on how do we keep them both happy at the same time. We've been doing it really since spring ball and OTAs in summer, so it's just a natural thing for us.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Coach, your next question from Steve McDonald. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Coach. About the University of Rhode Island coming up on Saturday, your thoughts on the challenges that they present to you?
Oh man, well, Coach Fleming, I've known Coach Fleming for a long time, so I know he's a great coach. There are bend don't break type defense. You know, you watch film, their inside guys are big and strong. So you got to do a great job of, you know, trying to contain them when you can. They're, I think it's number three, Frederick. He is all over the place. You know, he can come from any position. So, you know, our guys got to know that he's very active in the secondary. Even though he's not a big guy, he doesn't mind throwing his body around and making tackles. So I think he may be the third leading tackler on the team right now, up there. So, you know, defensively, very solid. Like I said, bend don't break. You got to be able to control their inside guys. Offensively, you know, they've played two quarterbacks, you know, for them, their run game is a solid running game. I want to say they have, Grant is a guy that runs it, you know, offensively. They have three wide receivers that have almost about the equal amount of catches. So, you know, they get the ball to different guys. So you got to be, aware of, they just don't have one guy. There's three guys they can get the ball to, and very impressed. You know, me being a special teams guy as well, their punter does a great job. I think he's averaging like 38 yards a punt. So again, when you look at that, it's the same kind of scenario that we have to go in again this week. You know, we've got to be superior on special teams. You know, our defense has to be lights out flying around. And again, you can't make mistakes offensively and allow them to control the tempo of the game with their offense, and can't let their defense just three and out and put our defense, you know, right back on the field. So kind of the same challenges again this week. You know, you're home, and you know, it's always nice to play at home, even though we were up the street at William and Mary. It's always nice to be at home. But I think our guys, you know, we got their attention far as, you know, what we saw on film. And again, it's just, let's go back and study who we are and be good at what we do.
And can I follow up, Rob, with one more? You had mentioned that you and Coach Fleming know each other. Where have you crossed paths, Coach?
Well, I coached his son when I was at the University of Akron. And so that's how I've known him. And then their linebacker coach, Troy Williams, he was also a player at Akron when I was coaching there. So we go back.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach.
No problem.
Thanks, Rob.
Yep. Trent, you guys have been a fairly prolific offensive team all year long. And as we touched on, you had a 75-yard drive there in the first quarter to go up 7-0. What changed after that, do you think? You mentioned the penalties, but was there anything more than that?
I mean, their front, William and Mary's front was big and strong. You know, they kind of pushed us around a little bit, but again, I thought, you know, at times we just never got on track, because, you know, we had six penalties and I want to say five of them or four of them were on the offense, and they just came at the wrong time. You know, times where we could have got something established, and you get a holding penalty when you cross midfield and it could be first down. And we had two of those. And then we had a holding penalty on our receivers, three penalties on our receivers. So we could never really get on track. And a team like that, you get down, you know, it's 7-7, then it's 14-7, then it's 21-7. Now you kind of get out of kind of what we like to do, the rhythm that we like to play in, and it kind of just took us out. And so we just never felt comfortable getting our rhythm back offensively.
I know you touched on a little bit with Sean, but you guys had been playing with so much confidence and momentum. How do you not let that game affect what you have ahead of you?
You gotta, you know, we say it, no matter win or loss, you know, on Sunday after 12, you put that game away. And that's kind of what we have to do, and get right back into the film. Our guys were hungry to get back to watching film yesterday and kind of let's get this game behind us and play. And I think that's where you see the maturity of our seniors and upperclassmen starting to show that, hey, you know, we still are a good football team. You can't let that game, you know, define us and take us into a snowball effect. And so we'll be ready to play on Saturday.
All right. Steve, do you have one more? Or are you good?
If I could, Rob,
right.
Coach, you're playing a team coming off the bye week. Traditionally, what concerns does that give you? Do you think you'll see some things that maybe don't show up on tape with them?
Oh, of course. Of course. You know, and you know, you play a team like William and Mary, they watch that film and say, okay, what were some things that they were able to do that we can implement in our game plan? So, yeah, you do. But I think at the same time, you know, you are who you are. You know, I don't think they're going to change that much defensively. They have a good system and a good scheme that they have now. They may put a wrinkle on here and there, but, you know, I don't think they're just going to abandon what they've been doing. They've had success, and the same thing offensively. You know, there'll be a you got to be ready for a reverse here or a trick play here, because they've had time to work on those things. But, you know, guys like Coach Fleming and Coach Lund, you know, they are who they are. They believe in their system. They like what they do. And so that's what you really got to get ready for. But of course, you always know there's something in their back pocket that they were able to work, you know, because they have an extra week to put something together. And so, yeah, you always kind of got to be prepared for that.
Thanks again, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Chad, thanks so much for the time this afternoon, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
All right.